Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by a singer-songwriter who is one of the most respected musicians to come on the scene in the last few years. Of course, he made his debut back a few years ago, I guess 4 albums ago, and now he's got a new album out, which came out in July. We'd like to welcome to the Voice of America, to our worldwide audience, Leon Bridges, who's in the house. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Good. Congratulations on all the success. I know you were nominated for 4 Grammys. You won a Grammy for a Best R&B track. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I haven't met you before, even though it was a couple of years ago, but I just want to say congratulations to you. That's awesome. Did that change your life? Did that change your perspective in any way on what you do, winning a Grammy?
Right. You know, it was a huge milestone for me. And honestly, when we shape the music, we make music that resonates with us as artists. And, you know, the Grammy is just kind of icing on the cake. But it's one of those things. It's like, I'm constantly looking forward. You know, it's like, I'm grateful for this milestone. But it's just inspiration is to continue working harder.
And growing up, you moved around a bit. You lived in several different places. And so how did that help shape your youth? I'm always curious, as a songwriter, you get different perspectives because every place you live is a different place and a different culture and a different vibe. So how did that help you in your songwriting?
So I was born in Atlanta, Georgia. And my parents subsequently moved to Texas. And, you know, Texas, you know, just musically, you know, there's just so many genres across the spectrum that I say play into my songwriting. Growing up, I was really into R&B music and the music that came out of Houston. And then as I started to play guitar, you know, I discovered Rolling Stones and Van Morrison and Willie Nelson. And so, I would say that my music is kind of an amalgamation of those sounds.
Mm-hmm. And your mom is very instrumental in your music. I mean, I read that your mom had a large part in who you are and what you're doing.
My mother, you know, she put me on to Anita Baker and Sade, and she, you know, was a singer as well, not professionally. But I would say that that's kind of where my talent, you know, comes from, essentially. Mm-hmm.
And boy, what talent it is. You are one of the most talked about artists in music. And I know all that's exciting and it's got to feel great. And how do you feel when you get compared to Otis Redding or Sam Cooke? I mean, that's got to be tremendous pressure to have those giants be connected with you and what you do.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, it's flattering. But I feel like, you know, I have my own unique sound. And that was one thing initially in my career, I was kind of pigeonholed because of the sound that I was creating. And that being put in a box just inspired me to be honest about everything that inspires me and just kind of break out that and cultivate something that was unique to me.
Just celebrated your birthday and you celebrated a new album, Gold Digger Sound. Absolutely. And so lots of celebrating for Leon Bridges. And this new album takes us on a journey. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some really soft, sweet, painful songs, And we'll talk about that, you know, and some of the things going on in the news and in our culture today that you wrote about. But there's also some happy up-tempo dance music. Is that something, is that a lane that you've been comfortable in, is making the dance sound? You've known for, you're known for the 60s R&B soul sound.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's a part of, you know, of evolving and almost like just experimenting with different things. And no, that's not my comfort zone. I would say my wheelhouse is straight up singer songwriter cowboy songs. You know, that's what I like to define it as. But I, you know, I was in circles that inspired me to kind of expand and do other things. And so, yeah, you know, I, you know, with this album Gold Digger Sound, you know, it kind of encapsulates just like the multifaceted aspects of life. Mm-hmm. And I wanted within this album to find ways to integrate soul music within like a modern R&B context. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that you say, you know, your country or cowboy sound. I mean, you did a collaboration with Casey Musgraves, but, you know, I mean, other than that, what's your connection to country music?
You know, I would say that a lot of that comes from just like the community that I was around when I started writing songs, and those guys put me on to country music. And I really love, I love that format. You know, I love how some of those artists are able to convey, you know, an experience through that type of songwriting. And, you know, it's a part of Texas culture that, you know, that I take pride in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are a Texas hero, that's for sure. I've been looking at all of the accolades and magazines that, you know, have praised your music and praised what you do. And I know the world is falling in love with you and the new album. Why did you call it Gold Digger Sound? What was it? What is it? Gold Digger? We associate that with the Kanye West hit, but how did you come up with Gold Digger Sound?
Yeah, no correlation to gold digging, you know, women, as in the Kanye West song. But Gold Diggers is the name of the studio where I made this music. And for me, you know, the experience was so profound and significant. You know, I wanted to name the album in honor of it.
That's great. I mean, and so where did you write? It took 3 years to create the album. So where did you write these songs? Did you, a variety of different places that you got inspiration as you went and traveled, or where were these songs inside of you? Where did you find them?
Some of these songs were songs I just accumulated over the years. You know, I was mostly making music in another studio, and we had this idea of like, what does the nighttime version of me sound like? Because I've been used to making music during the day. And so we basically found this place, which is Gold Digger Studio, you know, a place where we can just immerse ourselves in, lock ourselves in, and the songs on the album were derived from just like improvisational live jams.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Leon Bridges. His new album is Gold Digger Sound, which came out at the end of July, and it's been an exciting time for him. So, you know, there's a song called Born Again on the album. Are you religious? Is this from your own personal religious beliefs, or what was the inspiration of Born Again?
Yeah, I started out, you know, following Christianity kind of earlier on, and I guess when I was younger. So I wanted to take that concept and just talk about, you know, this feeling of newness that I felt during the pandemic. You know, basically, I would say that the pandemic for me was, you know, being disconnected from everything was very healing. And I finally got a moment to just decompress and catch up with the person that had been running for so long and been on the road for so long.
So how did the pandemic change you? I mean, it's certainly given us all a chance to sit back and think about life and, you know, how it can be gone in an instant, as it has been for the last 15 months. But how has this affected you or changed you, if it's changed you at all? How, what have we
You know, it definitely you know, kind of gave me a sense of a sense of gratitude, you know, in ways. And there was a lot of things that we took for granted. And that was one thing, you know, that I found was just, you know, the beauty of the natural highs of just being out in nature and being still, you know, and, you know, just things that we really took for granted.
Said I like the way, said I like the way, yeah. You sail your ship out and be your cargo. I won't break you down, no honey, I won't wear you down. Just smooth sailing.
We're talking with Leon Bridges, a Grammy winner, multi-Grammy nominated superstar around the world. Normally you see him in a nice suit and a fancy hat. You got your own clothing line coming out or what? I mean, you are styling. So are you putting out clothes?
I'm working on it, working on it. You know, I'm really big on paying homage to the past, you know, and my, you know, whether it's in my music or fashion. And, you know, I really love like mixing 70s fashion with like modern stuff, you know? And so ultimately I want to, you know, start a clothing brand.
And back in the day, like, you know, go back to Sam Cooke or you know, we were talking about him earlier and the older, the Brat Pack and the, you know, they wore suits and ties and tuxedos when they performed, you know, and nowadays you come out with a hoodie or a sweatshirt or, you know, whatever you want to wear and bounce around. So it's great. You're putting a little class back in the industry and that's wonderful.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like style has really diminished over the years, you know, and I really love, you know, when men used to dress that way, you know, and it's all about just bringing that back.
Hey, Miss Serious, we don't have to act so serious. Be like nobody's watching, only us. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. Baby, if it feels good, then it must be bad. How much I want you. More than I choose to, I'm falling in love, in love I ain't used to.
Yes. So what's the plan now that the pandemic is kind of slowly winding down? Tour scheduled, you have some dates, you know where you're going. What can we tell the world?
Yeah, so I'll be embarking on a tour starting in September and basically bringing it back to some of the smaller venues. And, you know, I really miss that intimacy of, you know, the crowd just being right there in your face. And so I'll be doing that and yeah, promoting the album. And
have you done a lot of international?
That's about it.
Have you had a chance to perform around the world much outside of the US?
Yeah. You know, I've kind of been all over, you know, I've had the opportunity, to travel in so many places overseas. And right now, you know, because of COVID, you know, it's kind of harder to do.
Yeah, but everything's shut down for the time being. But right. Where are your favorite places to go? And have you ever gotten a song inspired by your travel somewhere?
you know, there's been, you know, women that I've met, you know, in my travels that's inspired specific songs, you know, but I really love... I love Sydney, you know, I love Melbourne, like, you know, I love going to Spain and Paris. Like every time I'm in those places, there's always so much love and, you know, I can't wait to get back out there and connect with the fans.
And one of the coolest things of being an artist who's internationally recognizable and your music's internationally famous is that you can go to a place that doesn't speak English, but they know all the words to your songs. And that's got to feel really, really good.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of music. You know, it really bridges the gap for sure in that way. And, yeah, I love it. You know, there's times where, you know, I'm in a foreign country, and then, like, you know, the banner that I have is like, I can't use it because, like, I don't speak the language, you know, but it's all good. You know, the music is what's important, and it's amazing that it resonates.
Right. And all you got to do is throw out an arigato every once in a while in Japan.
Right.
That's all it takes. An arigato.
Right.
Bonjour.
Exactly.
Let yourself in. You got to see. You know. You got to hold on. Let yourself in. You got to be. You know. You got to hold on. We don't need no mind. Baby, you and me tonight.
Now let's talk about something serious. The album contains a very culturally sensitive and significant message, as all a part of what we've been talking about now for the last year, much delayed subject that should have been talked about long ago in our history, in our country, Black Lives Matter, the Black Lives Matter movement. And you have written a song which was inspired about the tragic events that took the life of George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Who was an innocent victim, an innocent man who people around the world have heard the story, there's no bringing George Floyd back, but you decided to write a song in honor of his memory.
Absolutely. I wrote the song before George Floyd's death, which is totally, you know, just reflective of this perpetual narrative of unarmed Black men dying in the hands of police. And, you know, I wanted to put the listener in the shoes of that Black man kind of in that moment of, after he has died, and, you know, he's sitting there just kind of reflecting on everything. And I wanted to put the listener in just like in his shoes and in that experience. And when I saw the situation of George Floyd, I mean, it compelled me to put this song out in hopes of it being a beacon of light for the Black community.
The name of the song?
It's called Sweeter.
Sweeter. And must be a painful, emotional song to perform. I mean, knowing where the song was developed from, out of the pain that so many people suffered.
That too, you know, but and also in the same way, when you look at the angle of the song, you know, it comes from the angle of optimism, you know, and I'm definitely hopeful, you know, when George Floyd, died, it was beautiful to see everyone all over the world just kind of stand in solidarity with our situation. And, I'm glad that that song is out in the world and just connecting with people.
Yeah. We've been through some crazy times in the last couple of years. That's definitely, especially here in Washington, we've been through some crazy times.
Right.
And hopefully things are all starting to get better. And with respect to George Floyd, you know, it still brings a tear to my eyes when I think about his daughter saying, "My daddy changed the world." So, it's very true. So it's wonderful that you have written about a sensitive subject that really needs the attention, and you're using your platform in such a positive way, such a way that really resonates and needs to be. It's stories that need to be told. They've been suppressed and brushed aside for way too long.
That's what it's about. You know, we all have a role, you know, and, you know, my role is speaking to the times, you know, through music.
Mm-hmm. Hoping for a life more sweeter. Instead, I'm just a story repeated. Why do I feel my skin dark as night? hoping for a life more sweeter.
Who inspires you? What artists? Singers?
So many. You know, when I look at modern, let's say modern singers within the R&B realm, Frank Ocean is somebody that I really look up to. And just like when I shape, the music, when I write the music, you know, I think of like, okay, you know, how would, you know, Al Green or Marvin Gaye sing over this more modern style production? And I think that's what keeps things refreshing. You know, it's like, yes, I'm in the R&B space, but I have a different perspective being from Texas. And I think it really resonates, you know.
Those are some huge names. Marvin Gaye, I'm from Detroit, so I love Marvin Gaye music. Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Al Green, that's some good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask you, what is the most unusual place you've ever gotten a song, that you ever got an inspiration and wrote a song? Most unusual situation, place.
Wow. I guess most unusual for me, I was about to take off. I was like on my, like already boarded and everything on my flight. And, we had to kind of like sit on the runway for hours. And I pulled out my phone, you know, I have the GarageBand app, and I started writing this song called, it actually doesn't have a title, but, yeah, that's kind of like, but you know, just sitting there on my flight, and I pulled out my phone and just started recording.
That's awesome. I mean, when you're writing the songs, what's the process for Leon Bridges? Is it the lyrics come to you first? The melody comes to you first? How does it work for Leon Bridges?
Yeah, you know, I have different ways, you know, of approaching it. You know, there's some times when, you know, I have a lyrical idea. There's times when, you know, I have a melody just floating around in my head. You know, there are a lot of times, you know, when I try writing, you know, I'll kind of sing, you know, some words kind of incoherently, and just like, if there's a couple of phrases in there, then I'll take that and like build the song around it. But there's kind of different ways of approaching it for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever the way is, I love your sound. I love your style. Obviously, millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of fans around the world, and your music is so popular right now. And I'm excited about the new album and how great it's going to be, and your tour when you come up on the tour. Do you have favorite songs on the new album that we should be looking for?
Man, I would point out, you know, if people are intrigued by, you know, this interview, then I would say go check out Details, check out Blue Mesas, and the first song on the album, Born Again, Details, and Blue Mesas.
Great. So we got it. Those are favorite songs to be checking out. The album's available on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify and anywhere you can get music. Now, if people want to know when Leon Bridges is coming to where I live around the world, where do they go for tour schedule, for information on you? Where should they go?
Yeah, I mean, you can check me out on Instagram, Leon Bridges Official, or you can check me out on my website, leonbridges.com.
What do you call your fans? Do they have a name?
They have a name.
Have you named them?
I haven't named them. I mean, you know, the fans.
The fans.
or family, you know.
Family,
you know.
I like it. Thank you so much. You know, Leon Bridges, what a pleasure it is to meet you and have you on the Voice of America. Is there anything you want to say to the troops who might be tuned in right now?
Yeah, just sending love and light, and I hope everything is great in your world, and hope to see you soon.
All right, Leon Bridges, thank you. Gold Digger Sound is the name of the new album, and we hope to have you on the show when you come to Washington, D.C., get you in our studios.
Sounds good, man.
What a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
Keep on keeping
up. Oh, yeah, you too.
This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Our guest today, Leon Bridges, here on the Voice of America. Thanks for watching.